Hello, everyone. Welcome to the month of November. Can you believe it? We are only 2 months short of closing out 2018. Wow, this is hard to believe, but I should tell you who I am first in case you don't know. This is Barbara Teckel from barbarateckel.com. And for those of you who may not know me, I'm an author, an oracle guide, and a soul explorer. So each month, I just started in October, so this is our second month, I will be bringing you some wisdom from the animal kingdom. And I was really excited when I sat down with the Spirit Animal Oracle deck today, and I pulled a card for all of us, and the energy of this animal that presented itself that we can embody for the month of November, I thought was pretty powerful. So last month I shared that I had the Spirit Animal Oracle only as an app on my iPad when I did the animal reading for all of you for October. But I'm so excited to share with all of you that for the past 3 weeks, it's been so much fun because I've actually been able to have the Oracle deck in my hands now, and I have been working with the deck every day. Part of my ritual is each morning I pull a card, an anchor card from the Wisdom of the Oracle and also from the Spirit Animal Oracle deck, just to center myself before I get on with my day and bring the message of those cards with me to guide me. So holding this amazing energy of so many animals in the palm of my hands from this deck has really just been such a joy to work with. So I'm so excited to continue to share these messages with you. So for the month of November, I'm a little excited, is the animal that presented itself is Buffalo Spirit, with the message that the abundant universe will provide. And I just love the painting of the Buffalo Spirit. They're just so strong and regal and at the same time, so graceful, I think. So buffalo has long been regarded in the ancient culture as a symbol of abundance. And when I pulled the card, what I immediately think of is a saying that I heard years ago, the saying is, be the buffalo. And what that means is to face the storm and not run from it, because that's what buffaloes do. If you watch cows, they actually run the other way and try to outrun the storm, but a buffalo will face the storm head on. So that is a great message for all of us this month, because how often is it that we, when we're afraid, when we're going through a challenging time, that we turn away from the challenge? And oftentimes what happens is we miss out on a beautiful lesson we could learn from that challenge or the gifts that that challenge would bring to us. So Buffalo Spirit is reminding us that even in difficult times, if we can face those situations head on instead of running from them, we are often granted some pretty amazing gifts that can come from that. So we need to trust in the fact that while we can't control what's going on outside of us in our outside world, and we all know, you know, this has been a very, very difficult year in many different ways. What we can do is we can control what's going on inside each of us. And we can each be strong like the buffalo. We can each stand in what we believe in. And we can know and trust that we aren't alone, and to trust that the universe is providing for us, even when things are very difficult in our outside world. So the more we can trust in the reality that we indeed are co-creating with the universe, the more that we can each roam more freely like the buffalo and live in more of a natural state and follow a path that is in flow with our true selves. So I hope you enjoyed the message from Buffalo Spirit this month. If you did, let me know. I would love to know that. But I will be back again in December, December 1st, with another message from the spirit animals. And until then, take good care. Bye for now.